Okay, today I'm talking to Tyrone Matherin. You live in Battersea. Good afternoon, Tyrone, and welcome to Radio Jackie. You compete for Team Brit, which is the world's only competitive team of all disabled racing drivers. I understand your disability is a lack of feeling in your right arm as a result of a motorcycle accident. Looking at your profile on the Team Brit website, you've obviously always been keen on motorsport. How did you find the transition from two wheels to four, as you were a keen motorcyclist before your accident?
Transition was quite easy, I think, because, being an avid two-wheeler fan of motorcycles, went into four wheels just from seeing a quad bike and wanting to get back in the saddle. You know, I couldn't get on the two wheels. So, you know, that's how I found the team. I just saw a quad over the lockdown and thought, no, I've got to get back into this. Went online searching for a conversions and saw the team's video, you know, giving a talk about disabled racing, and that's how I got in.
Excellent. So are you hoping to follow in the steps of the legendary John Surtees, who actually made the transition himself? John Surtees was the only person to win the world championship on two wheels 7 times, and then once on four wheels with Ferrari. So going on, how do you think you're going to follow him?
He's a legend, so it'll be hard for me to catch his he's expert, but what I'll do, you know, just push myself as hard as I can. I doubt I'll get to his level, but who knows.
So how is a car adapted and personalised for you to compete in?
So what it is for me and my teammates, we have a hand control system which allows us to drive the car with. So what it is, we've got a rocker switch on the front of the steering wheel and paddle shifts as a normal car has, but instead of gears, right paddle shift is accelerator, left paddle shift is brake. And then we've got two rocker switches on the front of the steering wheel, which allows us to change gears electronically. So that allows us to race.
So, and the car's fully kitted out, yeah?
Yeah, fully adapted for paraplegic and, you know, many various disabilities.
Yeah. And tell me about the car you drive. I believe it's a BMW M240i, modified to full race spec. So we're talking about roll bars.
Yeah, it's got
everything else.
The mod cons, roll cage, cosmetics outside, wide arches, rear spoiler. Not much engine upgrades, just a few. It's your standard road car, basically.
And does your injury affect how you feel the car responds to your driving input when you're actually driving it to the limit?
Not really, to be honest. The thing is, you know, once we're in the car, we're literally on a level playing field with the able-bodied drivers, so there's no difference. Once we're in the car, we're all, you know, competing on the same level.
So we actually do compete with able-bodied racing drivers. So you're on the same
circuit.
That's
many questions that I'm always asked if we're racing against other disabled, you know, drivers. But we're just a team with disabled drivers, and we're competing against able-bodied drivers.
So is it the same after when you all get out the cars, you'll get together, and it's just the same.
Yeah. You know, it's a very welcoming and a nice place amongst. And there's no hostility between the other team, although we're rivals. But you know, we're all. Everyone's all happy and
that's cool. And how many teams are you roughly up against in a race?
Usually at the start of the season, there's up to 45 cars, I think. Various different teams, different classes as well. So there's a lot of teams.
So how many cars are possibly on the track at the same time when you're all going out? 45,
yeah.
That's a lot.
45 last year.
So how many races do you compete in last season, 2023?
I competed in 4 race weekends due to losing a personal sponsor. So.
And what finishes did you and your teammate achieve in that season?
Yeah, for me, that was my second season. So my rookie season was 2022. And that was my most successful season, 23, where we touched 3 podiums, 2 third positions, 1 second position. And then overall championship, we finished 3rd in class. So yeah, it's pretty impressive.
That's a good result. Bearing in mind the challenges you've had to overcome during a highly competitive race, how do you personally cope with the physical strain and exhaustion on your body, bearing in mind the lateral G you encounter when you go around corners, of course, and do you train specifically for it?
You know, we're always on the sim at HQ, you know, just trying to perfect our skills. Me personally, I'm always in the gym to, you know, keep up with the demands of the, the sport. So that keeps me focused and keeps me, you know, physically maintain.
So how many times a week are you training?
I'm like 3 times a week I train, yeah.
And for how long?
And that's like maybe hour and a half.
So you said it's all about learning. What are your aspirations for this season? You said you've lost your personal sponsor. So presumably finding another sponsor is one of those aspirations.
Yeah, you know, with the sport, you know, it's funding that helps us raise. So, yeah, I'm looking for sponsorship to get in a car this year, hopefully. But my aspirations is to get in a GT4 car. So, yeah. And on top of that, you know, hoping within the next 3-4 years, our goal with the team is to race in Le Mans. So that's the goal.
So Le Mans, a different sort of race. You've got 24 hours endurance racing with a couple of changes of driver. How do you see yourself in 4 or 5 years' time at Le Mans?
Hopefully. You never know. If we keep up with what we're doing with the team, you know, we've got great people behind us. Help through our sponsors as well, who, you know, are always there to support us. So yeah, it's very demanding, but yeah, I'm sure we'll get there.
And what would you say to young men or women if they want to go into motor racing?
Follow your dreams. That's what I say. I'm living the dream now. You know, I was sitting on the chair watching and thinking, and there was a time when I was thinking, oh, I want to do that, and you know, a couple of years down the line, I'm doing it. So that is living the dream. So yeah, I'm loving it.
Well, thank you, Tyrone. That's wonderful. I do wish you a lot of luck in finding a sponsor. Yeah. And I hope we can see your progress in the 2024 season. And yeah, best of luck with everything. And thank you for coming to Radio Jackie.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Bye for now.